Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the second ever episode of Off
the
Clock.
That was awful.
Yeah, we'll never do that again. We promise you that's the last time we'll ever try
that. If you're still listening, that's the last time.
Yeah. And if you're still listening, we appreciate that for not closing it right away. Yeah. Hosted by the Lucas through Radio Laurier.
Shout out Radio Laurier.
Yeah, shout out Radio Laurier. We want to actually first take a second to say thank you to you guys. Thank you to all the clockers out there. Ooh. For all the love and support. You guys have, you know, messaged us on Instagram, Snapchat us, texted us. We really, really appreciate that.
I love the support. And it's good to know that, you know, you guys like the content for the first week.
Yeah.
We had a lot of people, you know, sending us their rankings.
Yeah, I like that. I like when people are engaging and sending us, hey, by the way, you're full of it. This is my pie ranking. Yeah. I want to hear that every week. Whenever we got stuff going on. But yeah, just know that we'll always we always love to hear the feedback, and we like that you guys enjoy the content. Remember that you guys can always follow us on @offtheclock_podcast on Instagram. We also want to let you guys know that we are eventually going to get this on Spotify, but I'm not the most technically sound and Lucas in school, so we are working away at it, but
we'll get to it. So
yeah, we don't want to make you, you know, this huge data bill because you gotta always be on Safari or Google Chrome.
It's not worth it.
No, not that it's not worth it, but you know, we're for the people. Yeah. For the people. So man, how's your Thanksgiving? Give us a little recap on your, you know, our favorite holiday weekend.
Yeah, it was good. It was a lot of eating.
I expect nothing less.
I did have two out of three of my top three pies.
Yeah.
Being apple. I had all three. Which is a little pathetic.
In fact, when you can have all three pies in the weekend.
In a 2-day stretch, yeah.
That's good though, eh? The fact that you made it here.
Yeah. Let's see if I make it to Christmas at that rate.
Yeah.
Three pies in 2 days. But it was good. It was good. Food was great.
Awesome. That's what I like to hear, man.
A little bit smaller Thanksgiving because, you know. COVID.
Yeah, we know. But no, it's still the same, you know?
Yeah.
It always feels good to be celebrating Thanksgiving.
100%. How about you, man? How was yours?
I got a couple of stories to start us off. Let me just say that. So Saturday night. So first of all, my Thanksgiving was great. I just want to get that out of the way so people aren't thinking why I'm dragging on a story. But crazy, like the events leading up to Thanksgiving was crazy. So Saturday night, it was just me and my sister home. We decided to throw in some samosas from her that her friend gave us. Right. So she's like, yeah, you know, she's got these nice authentic samosas. Threw them in the oven. I'm like, why not? Let's get them going, right? Little app for our din. So about half an hour of it being in the oven for 450. Samosas are still frozen. So So I look at my sister, I go, is it Thanksgiving weekend and our oven is broken?
That would be a tragedy.
Well, sure enough, my dad comes home. And we check the oven, and it is broken. All we're thinking is, okay, Thanksgiving is officially ruined. We're having cereal and whatever, because what else are you going to do? Or eggs? Eggs on the stove?
Yeah.
No, we ended up figuring it out, and me and my dad fixed it. We went in there, and I don't know. My dad's like, oh, I know the piece I need. I don't know. It's like that trait that all dads have. Yeah. You look at something like, oh, I know what this is. Go downstairs, come up, and all of a sudden the oven's fixed.
Yeah.
So that was – it was nerve-wracking. Like when we call their mom – when we called my mom saying, hey, by the way, Thanksgiving might be a bust.
Yeah.
She was already, you know what? That's it. We're canceling. I'm upset.
That's a tragedy.
That's like straight out of a movie almost. Yeah. Or straight out of an episode of like Friends or something where they, you know, oven doesn't work. What are you going to do? But it all worked out. It was good Thanksgiving.
That's good. I'm happy for
it. We enjoyed it. Yeah. You know, and my mom always does this every Thanksgiving. She like assigns jobs. So my dad does a pumpkin pie right away. I tried to help with the apple. Way too complex. Yeah. Like you got to put the crust on top and like cut slits. I'm like, you lost me.
That's such a satisfying, the crust on top, just placing it.
Yeah.
Not that I ever do it, but it looks.
It looks amazing. It does look amazing. Yeah. But so I told my mom, I want a nice contribution. I want to do something special. Yeah. And I want to help and I want to be like, this is what I made. So I made the mashed potatoes.
That's
okay. And the gravy.
Oh, remember the mashed potatoes we made at school that time?
No, I don't.
Second year, we made mashed potatoes.
Oh, they were terrible, weren't they?
They were just a bit gray.
Yeah. They were bad.
It was
they
a good bad. Effort by you.
It was good.
I respect
that.
100%.
Yeah. So she gave me – so as I'm mashing the mashed potatoes, I realized my mom literally just gave me the two easiest jobs that she just did not want to do. You want to know how to make mashed potatoes? You boil potatoes.
Yeah.
You mash them and you put, you know,
Yeah.
Butter in, I guess.
It's an important dish, though. It is an important dish.
Yeah, and you fluff it up, and then that's it. Yeah. And then gravy. I was like, oh, gravy. Yeah. This is big. That's, you know what I had to do?
Yeah.
I just get the turkey drippings and add a bag, and that is it.
Yeah, it's,
but that was my contribution to Thanksgiving this year, and I think I did a really good job of it.
Yeah. You know what my contribution was?
What?
Eating till I got a pain in my left shoulder.
Nice. Left shoulder.
I always get this little... That's my signal. That's how my body tells me I'm done.
Yeah.
I get this... And I made a big rookie mistake this year.
No.
So I never get the turkey leg. So I had my dish, right? Had my, you know.
I'm a big breast guy.
Yeah. So I ripped
it,
you know.
If you know what I mean. Okay. Come on, man.
Keep PG here. But so I had my, you know, my normal plate. And then I'm like, you know, maybe I'll dip down for round two here.
Yeah. Always.
I'm like, man, I never get the leg. Because, you know, only so many legs on the thing.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, let me just say something. Sketchy, like, I always see people right away being like, hey, toss that leg.
Yeah.
So I always think of it. Yeah. And now it's like, why are people so quick on the leg?
Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? The leg was there on the second round. So I'm like, I'm just going to take the leg.
Absolutely.
And grill's good. Just underestimated how much turkey was on the leg.
Yeah. You got to fish behind the bones.
The big pain in the left shoulder. I said, hey, cut it out. All right. It's like, kind of hurts to breathe. So I had to just kind of relax. Yeah, so like,
you near death?
It was close. So then I had to kind of relax, ate some dessert.
That's how you calm it down.
Yeah, calm it down.
Oh, I'm stuffed. Let me just pass me a slice of apple.
Yeah. So I'll start with the apple. And then, you know, I had a rock solid gut.
Yeah, same.
And yeah, then just kind of flopped onto the couch.
Yeah, and took a power. I took a power nap.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually Thanksgiving Monday today that we're filming. And this is the first time ever we've done Thanksgiving on the Monday.
Yeah.
So I'm technically still groggy from the turkey.
Oh,
so yeah,
you might pass out on us.
No. But right. Yeah, the Thanksgiving nap is like out of this world. You fall asleep or you drift off, really really full, and you wake up. You're like, am I hungry?
I love those naps when you fall asleep, you wake up, and you just
drool. Yeah. You just got a one. Oh, that's good.
That's a good nap.
Yeah, you go to bed with a headache. You wake up, you're like, I can run a marathon. Oh, yeah. You're like, I'm light. I feel energetic.
Those are the best.
Yeah, yeah. Naps and going to bed early. Like we're 65 or something like that.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. That's like when you wake up. Like whenever I fall asleep on Thanksgiving, and I wake up with like my belly's still stuffed.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is how my life is going to look in 60 years.
Yeah.
It's not Thanksgiving.
Talk about two people who might be lost when they're older, man.
Yeah, me and you.
I think we might be.
I don't know how to be old.
I feel like you learn as you get older.
Yeah.
But like when do you wake up one day and you're like, all right, I'm officially old, A.
Mm.
B. My you know, time being awake is 5 a.m.
Yeah.
to 6 p.m. or 7 p.m.
Yeah, I don't get it.
There's some people that actually go to bed like 7 p.m.
Why? Why can't you just stay up till 11?
I know. It's crazy.
Wake up at 9.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, you ever think about, like, why are people up at, like, 6 o'clock?
I have no idea.
Naturally.
And then when you think about that, I always think about, like, they have, like, an underground secret world just to themselves. Like people who wake up at 6 a.m. have like a secret society. When everybody, it's like, oh, yeah, these losers are sleeping. All right, let's discuss.
They see so much more of the world, you know?
Yeah, I know. At 6 a.m.
I feel that though. Like sometimes when I wake up early.
Like going to the, yeah, like we'll get into this, but when you have like an early flight.
Yeah.
And your parents are knocking on your door at 4 a.m. All right, wake up. It's like, how do people do this every single day?
Yeah. But yeah, being old. And then like when old people wake up at like 6, you know, like,
By the way, this is absolutely no hate to old people. I love the lifestyle. I adore the lifestyle. Are you kidding me?
I wish I could start it now.
I want to start now.
I just want to be prepared. You know, I want to talk about
it. I want to be 65 and wake up at 5 a.m. just cause.
Yeah.
So why did you wake up at 5? Because I can.
Yeah. We got to have these conversations because we don't want to wake up when we're 65 and then like I got nothing to do.
Man, sometimes I go to bed at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Man, you like Saturday, you know, you're with the buddies. It's like, oh, 3 a.m. Some people are waking up.
It's true.
Or like just kind of, you know, getting into wake up mode. Yeah, but you know, you mentioned something there. You said, what do people do?
Old people?
Yeah, like,
old, we're talking like 35. No, I'm just joking. Yeah. My mom probably just like, wants to come in and smash. Yeah,
I know.
No, like we're talking like, you know, retired and 70 plus.
Yeah. What do you do for fun? Like, do you think we'll still be playing like video games or like texting our friends? I always think about that.
Yeah, if we're gonna like be messaging each other.
Yeah. Hey man, what's up?
The group chat just ding it off.
my grandson. Ding it all night. Oh, my grandson did this. Won a hockey tournament or something like that.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
5 a.m. just texting the boys.
Nah, that's the thing though. You'll be asleep.
Yeah. And what is it? Another thing. This is another thing. What is it about like old people in the mall?
Yeah, I feel like they just go, like, they got nothing to do. It's like, just walk around the mall.
Yeah, laps. That's where they get their steps in. Dude, and I know this because my grandpa used to do that.
Yeah.
Like, he used to do, laps at Woodbine Mall.
Yeah.
Not Woodbine Mall. Albion Mall.
Yeah.
Used to, very small strip mall.
Yeah.
Literally, just think about, like, if there was a street downtown with, like, a bunch of pop-up shops.
Mm-hmm.
That's Albion Mall is. Just a bunch of just, like, cell phone repair store, a random scarves store, and like a knockoff shoe store, and then that's it. It's like there's no food court.
No,
it's not a mall. It's like a strip mall with like a walk, like a just a you can walk all throughout all the stores kind of thing. Like it's all open.
Yeah,
and yeah. I just used to do laps. I feel like that's like when peak old, like
that's like
not in a bad way, but like peak oldness. That's when you know, like if you're doing laps at the mall, you know you're at the at the solid golden years.
Man, when I go to a mall when I'm older, I'm gonna bring like a bag of like 800 toonies and loonies.
Oh yeah,
and just rip the massage chairs all day long.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I never do that when I go now.
What a concept!
Because like I don't really got, you know, if I go to the mall now, I'm probably shopping.
Yeah.
If I go to the mall when I'm old, nothing to shop for.
No, not really.
I'm
much.
Just gonna wear the clothes that I got.
Yeah, I know. It's like you don't need to keep up with trends.
I get a couple polos for birthdays.
That's another thing. What a great, like when you get to that age, it's like, oh, he's wearing like an ugly shirt. It's like, it's okay. He's he's old. It's fine.
Okay, I'm just gonna rip some polos.
Yeah.
Pants.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe not. Maybe just underwear. Nah, that would be a pretty sight.
Yeah.
But yeah, that and
no, but you mentioned the massage chair.
Yeah.
That is a huge concept.
Yeah.
The individual that thought, like, what if we just put 30 massage chairs in a row and people can just get basically the same treatment they'd get at a spa?
Yeah, that's
for a loony.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. They should expand those to not just malls.
Yeah, I know.
Stoplights, streetlights.
Driving.
Bus stops.
Yeah. Oh.
That's a good idea.
Okay, patent that shit right now.
Yeah, let me write that down. Nah, but, you know, that's literally all you can do in your own.
Yeah.
Just go to the mall, walk around.
Another thing. See, you know what we're talking about? So we talked about Thanksgiving, how we're stuffed. And right when you got here, like, dude, you're like, oh, I think I gained 15 pounds. Yeah. I need to go on a diet. Think about when you're old and, like, let's say, like,
there's no diet.
No, but, like, let's say you had, like, a really big meal. It's like, that's it. It's with you forever. What are you going to do? Run it off?
Yeah, you're not. But I think when I get to a certain age, that's when you should probably start caring about your health a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm just going
to... I won't give a living crap.
Yeah. I'm just going to have a nice... Like, at Thanksgiving, I'll just eat to, like, pass out. Like, literally. But not that I don't do it now. But,
yeah.
Like, no conserve.
But you know how, like, for us, we were talking about, you know, we mentioned, like, the pies last week because it was Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you can eat pies whenever you want.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm going to eat whatever.
What pie do we got for tonight?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's, like, a regular occurrence.
Yeah, Now we have to make sure we're healthy, like at our age. We want to look, we have a certain figure.
Yeah, slim fig.
Yeah, slim fig. Slim thick if you're me, you know. But we want to look a certain way. I feel like when you get old, like, listen, if broccoli's not made one night, like, I ain't.
Yeah, I'm not. It's not like, oh, we didn't have a vegetable.
Yeah,
it's
if I didn't sneak in a salad, it's like,
okay.
So I'm not saying anything until someone.
I'll just have a, you know, I feel like I'll. It might be like treading some bad territory, but I feel like I'm gonna have like a lot of peanut butter sandwiches.
I'm gonna have a lot of just bread, bread, like a loaf, not loaf, like a French stick baguette.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna slice that up
and just have it. Just no, nothing. You need some cheese on? No. Or yes, but whatever. It's gonna be a good time. That's the thing. There's no. Yeah, I know. The way you're talking, you're done soon. But there's no experimenting, eh? Like when you're older, it's not like, hey, what if I tried? I just got this idea.
Yeah.
What if I tried mixing this and then, like, you know, we can use like the low fat this? And it's like, yeah, no. When you get to a certain age, it's like extra fat.
I think like once you're older, you've tried everything in the world, you know?
Yeah.
Like now that you might cross them, you know, I never had that before. But when you're old, man, you'll just like
Yeah.
I've tried all this. I know what I like.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going with.
I feel like once you get older, you gotta do the traveling, eh? Yeah. You gotta like house in Florida. I mean, if we can be so lucky.
Little snowbirds. Yeah. If we get to that. Who knows, if we'll ever be able to leave this country ever again.
Yeah, I miss it.
The dreaded COVID-19 virus. Sorry, kill of dark there.
You make me all sad now.
Well, no. That was a good show.
No, I know, but that's actually a good point. Like, when do you think we're, like, we got so, especially you, because you travel a lot, going back and forth for school. Because, you travel every Monday. Come back every Friday. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, you know me, man.
Every week.
Mr. International.
Yeah, there you go. No, but when, you go on a plane, what is it, a couple times, three times a year?
Yeah, I try to go a semester. Yeah, like once every semester, twice every semester. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sneaking a trip.
So that's technically, you're a frequent flyer.
Yeah. Did I mention that I go, last episode, that I go to school in England?
We better mention it now or else we're going to sound psychotic.
Yeah. Go to Bahamas, no biggie, on a Saturday, come back Sunday night. No, I can't remember if I did. But if I didn't, because, I don't listen to the show after we record. Nah, it's a lie. I did listen to it, the first one. But yeah, if I didn't mention it the first episode, I am a part of, I go to Laurier, and they have a Sussex Laurier little program there. I was doing political science at Laurier, and now I'm at the University of Sussex for law school. That's what Finn was talking about when he was saying that I would travel a little bit.
Yeah.
I was in Europe.
Exactly. Yeah. And you finally get used to like going to airports, going on planes.
Yeah.
And now with all this, like I forget what like being on a plane is like, takeoff, all that like nervousness.
I feel like it's like the flights are so like the airport is such a weird place.
Oh, it's absolutely crazy.
I feel it.
Talk about, let me just say something. Talk about the most passive aggressive place in the entire world. Like everybody knows you, like I want to punch everybody in the face at an airport, but you can't do it. But like, you know that everybody wants to punch you in the face as well. Everybody is on edge at the airport.
Everyone's on edge. And like, I don't know where it starts really, but
basically the moment you walk in.
Yeah. So like, border security, it's like, you got this thing in your mind. Like, all I got here is luggage full of clothes and a carry-on with my, like, I don't have an iPad or anything, but that's like as
an electronic, complex an as electronic. It
gets. Yeah. And you're like, you're always second guessing yourself, You're like, okay, I gotta make sure everything's like, what would happen if you always think like, oh, if I get pulled over.
God forbid you, like on the way to the airport, you realize you forgot your headphones.
Yeah.
Your day is screwed for the rest. Like you are upset the rest of the day. I forgot my headphones. Yeah.
And then
what else did I forget?
That can ruin a whole vacation, whole start.
Yeah.
And like, it's like, even after you go through, you walk through the airport and then it's like, why is everything four times the amount?
Yeah, I know.
You're so okay to like pay for it.
Yeah. That's actually funny that you mentioned that. Once our flight got delayed, right? We go to a restaurant and I was like, Dad, I'm just craving like a good old fashioned hamburger. I'm like, I just want a good burger.
Yeah.
So I go to this place. They had one on the menu. $35 for a burger and a side of fries. Okay.
Yeah, so that's about what, I'm not really good with the math here, but normal would be 17, so it's about 50% markup or 100%, or 100%.
Yeah, seriously, that's double what it should be. Okay, so my dad asked, I remember he asked, he's just like, just a general inquiry, he said it with a smile on his face.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, why is the burger $35? You know what the guy said? He's like, oh, it's a big burger.
Yeah.
My dad looks like, is it huge?
Yeah. It better be massive.
$35?
Yeah.
Was it wrapped in gold?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But nobody, like you said.
Airport, you're like, yeah, you're just ready to go.
How much is the gum? Yeah. It's 10. I guess we're paying $10.
Man, the last time?
And you'll never second guess it at the airport.
No.
You're okay. All I guess, right, yeah. This is what you wanted for gum. If you really want a gum, that's what you're getting now.
No, like when I got some, like I'm usually prepped, I got my little candy, got my little.
Always. Yeah. Candy and essential.
But sometimes like I'll forget it, so I have to go and I'm like, I'm kind of hungry. I'll go and be like, just pack of Twizzlers. Be like, $18.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. For some reason, it's like, I got this 20 Canadian and I can't use this when I'm wherever I'm going.
Yeah, I know.
So I might as well use it here.
Might as well use it at the airport. Yeah.
Bad idea.
You're right.
Yeah. Makes no sense.
And another thing, airports always have like a book section.
Yeah.
Never in my life have I seen somebody
buy a book. Yeah.
Swear to God. Are they good books? Like, do you think they have like bestsellers? Are they just random?
I never understood though, those stores in the airport, like those designer stores.
Yeah. Like, no.
Not that like.
That's so true.
I get
designer
it.
Shoes. I can barely come in with the luggage. My luggage is literally, what is it, 45 pounds?
You
can
not even that.
My luggage is 44.9. Where am I going to fit these?
That's like in, when I'm in the UK, like I'll be flying like one of the cheaper airlines.
Yeah.
Like I spent like $20 for the flight. I'm going to buy this. For $600, this Louis shirt, $600.
Yeah. And where are you going to fit it? Your carry-on is only so big.
I think it's like, I get it because of right, something with, you know, duty-free and taxes and you don't get charged on, I don't know. But
it's I think just, you're making this up.
Maybe. It's the same words. Sales tax.
There you go. No, but it's true. Those pop-up stores at the airport.
Yeah.
It's like Albion Mall.
But why would you wait, you know? Never buy any of this in my life.
Yeah. Hey, you want anything designer? Yeah. Imagine somebody like, hey, you want some designer? Just wait till you get to the airport. Yeah,
they got it all. Man, yeah, it's weird. But like you said, flying, I mean, it's always just like.
I miss that tense moment right before takeoff when you're like holding your mom's hand.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to make it seem like you're thinking of, you know what, but like right away, like right when you know, you feel the first jolt of. Of yeah. Speed from a plane, you grab your family.
Like, oh my days.
My mom's holding the rosary. Yeah.
Yes. I remember I hit turbulence once.
Oh, you hit turbulence? And you are in for a ride.
I literally look at my grandmother, my nana.
Yeah.
And she's just doing the rosary. I'm like, I'm like six. I'm like, what is going on? What is going on here? You
know no, what I mean? That's funny because there was turbulence. Dude, there was once we're on the air, we're on a plane. I think we're going to, I forget now. I think it was someone in the Caribbean. So it was just the four of us, my mom, my sister, and my dad. And there was this man, great looking, like elegant man in his like mid-50s. Beautiful suit. This guy was wearing a fedora.
Wow.
Or in the airplane.
Yeah, like, that's this guy, planes.
Man, airplane, if I'm not wearing like the loosest pants and sweater, like you'll never catch me in an airport in dress.
Jeans,
yeah. You will never.
My dad wears jeans sometimes. I think. Not.
I think I've worn. I think I wore jeans when I came to England last year, but like loose, like not loose, but, you know, just chill jeans. Chill jeans, you know what? But yeah. There are some people that were like dress, you know, a dress shirt. Like
you do look cool, but
dress shirt tucked in.
I just can't do
tucked
that.
In. I'm not tucking my shirt in at the airport.
There's no tucking.
Tuck in. I'm gonna unbuckle my pants, man. Like, just the top button, you know, just to relax. If I'm wearing the, but like, I'm track pants all day in the airport.
Yeah.
This guy's wearing a suit. He's got a fedora. Looking, I think he had one of those pocket, you know, like flowers or something. This guy was like going to prom, but he was like, this guy's amazing.
He was catching a destination wedding.
Exactly. Maybe. But this guy, loafers. Like, this guy was. This guy's great. We hit a little bit of turbulence. The whole plane, like right away, like everybody's looking around, right? This guy, like he was sitting next to my dad, and he goes, British accent. This guy says, "Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. What was that?" And my dad goes, "I think it's just a little bit of turbulence." So, like, oh, Christ, thank you. I'm just thinking, like, this guy, great suit, scared shitless of this turbulence. And actually, I have another story. I don't know who told me this, but I laughed so hard thinking about this. Somebody once told me they were in the airplane while there was like a bunch of turbulence, like really, really bad turbulence. Now, I've never experienced like turbulence that was like crazy for like an hour. Because that could happen, right?
Yeah.
Somebody told me that in the airplane for an hour, there was like ridiculous turbulence and the plane, like people in the plane were screaming. Can you imagine being in a plane?
That's bad though.
Can you imagine being in a plane?
I don't blame the people. But.
No, I'd be scared. But like, can you imagine being in a plane? And I was like, imagine a little kid. You're 7 years old, first time on an airplane. Somebody, like a woman screaming, thinking she's going to die. You know, I would never go on a plane ever again.
Yeah, I know. It's scary. Like, and then you always got to think, like, certain parts of your flight, you're like, you're just sitting there and you think about how, like, you sometimes you spend so much money on these flights and you're on the plane, how badly you want to get off this thing.
Yeah.
That's like, sometimes the experience is just like.
Yeah, oh, it's terrible.
It is terrible.
Talk about if you ever have to go to the bathroom, squeezing into a tight, like, small room.
Or right before you take off, Everyone's on edge when they're listening to the safety guidelines.
Oh my god.
Sometimes they'll say it in French verse. And you're like, you're trying to listen just in case they'll say it. You don't know if they're
gonna say it. You're trying to think like, I hope this grade 8, when I listen once in grade 8, that it pays off.
Yeah.
And shout out to my mom, she's a French teacher, so she's gonna hate the fact that I said that.
Yeah, but it's like, it's such a weird little, everyone's in a weird mood on a plane.
Oh man. Yeah, you hear the safety thing, and then like, the best is this. They used to do the whole production, right?
Yeah.
Like,
that's frightening.
First of all, I don't remember step one. Nah. There's 15 steps of how to tie a life vest together. Yeah. I don't remember step one.
All I know is like, grab the oxygen thing and hold on.
Yeah, or what about the one, there's a tube to fill up your life vest to make it, inflatable. You have to blow into it. What, I'm going to be about to, we're possibly going down, I got to...
Yeah, they gotta make the experience a little more fun, uplifting.
Yeah. Right? Oh my god. No, but okay, but they used to do a whole production.
Yeah.
Now they show you how to unbuckle the seat.
Yeah.
The rest, look at the pamphlet, please. Yeah. I don't wanna look at the pamphlet, I don't wanna think about that.
Once I
give me the production again. I'd rather have that.
Yeah. And once I mean this isn't gonna be. You mentioned the pamphlet and I just remembered that. I just, only one time this happened on a plane. Blue chunks.
Oh boy.
All over the pamphlet.
Ew.
So hopefully no one was reading that one after. But yeah, it was, sometimes I get a little motion sickness, but that time it wasn't good.
See, I used to be good with flying.
Yeah.
And then there was once, this is a good one. We were going to, I think Rome.
This guy's Mr. International.
Okay. So we're going to Rome for our
worldwide.
There, Pitbull.
Oh my days. my bad. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, we're going to Rome for my cruise, and so I'm sitting in. Obviously an aisle seat. I always call aisle seat.
Yeah, it's a big call.
Big tip from the Lucas.
Yeah.
If you are on a plane sitting and you have three seats in a row with your family, you call aisle seat before you, like right when you book that flight.
Yeah.
Aisle seat.
Yeah.
Done.
You know why? You just shove your leg in the eye.
That right leg.
Sometimes it's extended. By the cart.
You get a good stretch. Yeah. You just get a great stretch.
Sometimes they just run it right over with the cart.
I'm willing to take that risk, man. For an extra leg room? Are you kidding me?
It's
you know how close that seat is in front of me? And then I always get the person who needs to recline their seat.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. Like, I understand, but like, now you're up in my grill. Now, like, I'm sipping my...
If we're reclining seats, everyone... they should make an announcement. Once one person does the play...
Everybody.
We are all reclining our seats.
Yeah, we are all lounging.
Yeah. Because once you got one person who doesn't do it, it's
totally unfair. We're saying recline like it's like a big thing. It's basically going from like 90 degree angle to like 80. Yeah, it's like, are you kidding me?
It's not really.
Yeah, it's not comfortable. Yeah. But like, I got to squeeze in like a dinosaur to drink my pop or something when this guy's reclining in my... You know, that table's basically up in my grill. But yeah, so I had the aisle seat. I wasn't feeling too good on this flight, on this flight to Rome, right? Just to bring it back to where you kind of went away from it.
It's a 305.
Continue. Yeah. So I'm not feeling good. And I look at my mom and I said, this is not going to end well.
Yeah.
So I go to the bathroom. Somebody was taking their sweet time. So I said, I'm not going to last. So I'm going to have to sit in the aisle. And when I have to, you know, vomit, it's going to come, right? Hopefully nobody's having dinner while I'm telling this story. I apologize. So basically I end up throwing up in the aisle, splats and hits the guy on the other side's knee. So this guy's got a 7-year or like an 8-year old's puke on his knee.
He's like, there you go.
And he looks at me. I look at him and like, I think I was actually like, I don't think it was 8. I actually think it was like closer to like 10 or 11.
So it's probably like when you're 17.
No. 10 or 11, whatever. Yeah. And you could tell this guy wanted to punch me square in the face.
Yeah, I respect that.
Yeah. I wish he did. Wish he did. I would.
Send a message.
But
on a flight to Italy too.
Yeah, on a flight to Italy. Great trip. But so he was upset. Like we helped him like clean up, whatever. I felt so bad. I'm like, The best thing about this is knowing I never have to see this individual for the rest of my life. Who has the table 2 spots from us on our cruise for the entire week? Like on the entire week, you sit at the same table dining. Like if you're the 5:45 time, you go there. 2 tables away. This guy's there. I'm like, I have to sit with my back to him. I said, this guy's going to drop me in the middle of the Atlantic or whatever. And then he's going to throw me overboard.
Imagine
I ruined this guy. I would never keep this guy's not keeping those pants. You kidding me? He doesn't know who I am.
You, if I knew, I know you, and if I, you threw up on me, you know what I mean? You were a stranger to that guy.
Yeah.
I would
not be happy. Nice smack. That'd be the worst vacation. But yeah.
A bad start to the vacation.
Yeah. Terrible. Terrible. That's like, okay. You said you you did it all over the pamphlet, right?
Yeah.
That was in Costa Rica. I remember that.
Yeah, I was on the way back. I kept it very low key, though. Yeah. I didn't tell anyone. Very, very good. Very great execution on the. On the,
you kind of got it done.
Yeah, left. On the vomit.
Yeah,
vomit. Yeah. It was just like, just, you know, I felt it coming. And yeah. It was right before we land, and I was like, I, you know, when you just start, it's a weird, weird feeling. But
it's like you're that's not, when you really get to know yourself.
You know, when you're like, you're like landing the plane. The plane's, you're not landing the plane. You know, when the plane's landing, and you kind of feel the ground under you, yeah. But you're not on the ground.
Yeah,
and you start hearing the ground a little bit. You feel it, right? Like, all right, we're about to land. So I felt it. I wasn't looking out the window. I'm like, yeah, we're so close to the ground. And then I just wasn't a pretty sight.
It's okay. But it was, hey, you
cleaned it up.
Nobody saw.
No one.
Nobody saw.
Like, it was.
Well, now you're telling everybody.
Yeah. It was 30 students from the on the Costa Rica trip, or roughly, I mean more, and told no one. No one knew. And there were people all over the plane.
Yeah.
I just gave it a nice wipe. I said, all right, let's go.
Yeah. How are your like? What's your feeling towards people when the plane lands? When people clap,
I won't start it.
No,
but if it's you know, got a good crowd behind, they'll clap.
if this guy's
did a good job, I'm clapping.
Yeah, it's not an encore clap. Yeah. Absolutely not, because everyone wants to get the hell off.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I'm not a fan of it. No, hate it. Absolutely hate it. Yeah. What are we clapping for? No, I mean, like, I understand why, but it's like, is it necessary?
Yeah. Hey! Like, thanks for eating this crap food.
Oh, that's another thing. We didn't even mention that.
Yeah.
Thanks for nothing.
Literally, thanks for nothing. Remember,
your best, eh?
Remember you talk about? Remember the one we went to?
Oh, man. Tell the story.
We went to Costa Rica where we were on the flight on the way there, and they brought up this. I don't even want to call it food, but basically, I was sitting next to Finn, and I was like, I was a little hesitant because I wasn't too hungry. But I'm like, you know, I don't know the next time I'll be getting food, so maybe I'll eat it. I'm usually not big on eating the plain food.
No.
Usually kind of just toss it up. Maybe I'll eat the cookies and the little coffee cake sometimes. Yeah. I get.
Quick side note though. Yeah. Sometimes you'll get, like, if you're going to Italy, they'll give you a nice, like, once we got like a focaccia,
yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, that's fire.
So, but usually 0 out of 10 food. Continue. Yeah,
0 out of 10, not even close. Yeah. Which I don't know why they can't give you a nice, like, Fortinos, Longos, and wrap,
or just like a ham sandwich.
Yeah,
like, I'll eat it. Yeah, you know what I mean, 100%. don't try to cook up something gourmet. Dude, in the microwave. There,
Dempster's bread and a slice of orange cheddar cheese.
Yeah,
and throw it in. I'll eat that.
100%.
Yeah,
but anyways, and like a trail mix. Or something. Yeah, that's it. There you go. It. I'm satisfied.
Yeah, just a pack of peanuts.
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
Yeah, so they brought the food, and I asked him, I'm like, oh, like, I didn't open it yet. So I was like, oh, Finn was eating. I'm like, what is it? And he goes, stop. I think it's chicken.
And was it a sandwich or a wrap?
It was like
kind of a mixture.
Asking the wrong guy. Yeah. Yeah. So, and he's like, yeah, I think it was like chicken in the wrap or whatever. And the guy next to Finn was like, oh, I thought it was fish. And I said, you guys can't tell the difference between chicken and fish? I'm not eating.
That was, and I remember, like, I just remember I was starving. I was very hungry. And I remember I said, I'll just have a couple bites, you know. I was eating. I was like, looks like a chicken salad kind of sandwich, right? One of those chicken. And then right when he said he did, he's like, I am convinced this is tuna. I'm like, okay. Put away. I'm like, we're good here. We're done. Yeah.
No, of course. 100%.
Yeah. Plain food, man. That's bottom of the barrel. Or that other time on the return flight of that same trip.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the person. Okay, this is funny. The person next to me was one of our friends. She, so they basically gave only her the meal, and I was wide. She was sleeping. I'm wide awake.
Yeah.
They only give her the meal. I'm like, oh, and she moved on. I'm like, I guess I'm not eating. So I kind of woke her up.
That is a blessing.
And the pig in me, like the asshole that I am, I woke her up. I'm like, are you gonna eat this? And she's like, no, you can have it. I'm like, okay, sweet. And I got it. No, but okay. Again, I was hungry. Sometimes you get hungry at the wrong times.
Yeah.
Open it up, and it looked like egg whites. You know when you just get like the egg whites, you know, put it on a pan, and it's like that fluffy white kind of gross
yeah,
texture.
Yeah.
I looked. I'm like, Oh. I ate it. I'm like, ooh, it was tough. It was not very good. It was close to the worst food I've ever had. And like, I don't say this, like, I'm not trying to call them out, whatever.
Yeah.
But it was rough.
I just don't understand why they can't give you even like something packaged. Like, yeah, doesn't have to be like some pre-made.
I know. But so I ate it. I'm like, oof, this is not what I want it to be. But now I can't get rid of it. I'm like, I can't give it back to him and be like, never mind. So I'm stuck with this food. Because I still have it. I'm stuck with this food and I only took two bites.
You know, it's
and not to mention, the guy next to me, who we didn't know, was sitting or sleeping with his mouth open, breath stunk. I'm not even kidding, like, I'm not egging this on. Yeah, do you remember I told you I got off? I'm like, thank God, because first of all, it's not like there's a nice air coming in, like a nice breeze on a plane. It's like, oh, look at this.
Yeah.
It's kind of mucky air. This guy's breath is just in my, I'm like, I can't look to my right. I had a pain in my left side of my neck because I was looking to the left the whole time. Because this guy, oh my God, it was terrible. One of the worst plane rides in my life.
When a plane smells, it's just like, I want to wake up and it smells. I'm like, that's how bad it smelled in here. I woke me up.
I was sleeping through this.
Sleeping and it woke me up. That's how bad it smelled.
Yeah. How about that? Okay. Have you ever walked? I don't know why I randomly thought of this. Have you ever walked onto a plane? You know that lady that stamps your boarding pass?
Yeah.
You know when she says, like, oh, have a good flight? That awkward moment when you go, you too.
Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah. She's not coming to put together with us.
She's not coming on this flight.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
like even at restaurants.
Like, exactly. But do you backtrack after and be like, oh, by the way, I didn't mean to say you too. You know, just kind of in the heat of the moment, this came out. Thanks, by the way. Yeah. Never see you again.
Never see you.
And I want to get out of here as quick as possible.
Yeah. That's like at restaurants. You know, the waiter, waitress goes, all right, enjoy your food. Yeah. You too.
Yeah, enjoy your food. You too, man.
If you are eating at the restaurant that you work at.
I hope they give you a dinner break. Shit. Yeah, that is up there as one of the most awkward moments.
Yeah.
Up there with, like, it's got to be up there with, like, happy birthday.
Yeah, that's an awkward moment.
Yeah, when you're, like, everybody's singing happy birthday and you're like, where do I look? You can't look down at the cake because then you're like, oh, is he upset for his birthday? You can't look at one individual because you're like, I don't really want to be singing this right now. I'm just like, it's kind of what we do. Yeah. It's tough. It's like, I mean, you can't look at like the person with the camera because it's like, I'm posing.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, it's a weird time. So I just go for the smile and kind of like, like scratch my chin and like kind of stretch and like kind of give everybody a glance.
Yeah.
So usually for the first lap of happy birthday, you know, happy birthday to you. I'll give everybody.
I don't know the song. Yeah.
But I give everybody a look. Yeah. Smile. Yeah. Thanks guys. Look down at my cake.
Yeah.
And then I do the reverse look. So you start at the person you just left off of. Yeah. You give it, you go around one more time.
Yeah.
By that time, happy birthday is usually done. And if they start singing, who's your girlfriend's first name? You cut that shit right away.
Yeah.
Nope, not happening, that's guys. Come on.
Privacy. Yeah. All right.
But it doesn't happen now. But when that was a big move. That's like the uncle's big move from when you're like 12. What's your girlfriend? All right. That's enough.
No, gotta know. Come on. That and on, like, speaking when, like, on your birthday. When you're like 8 years old and you're opening gifts and you just like, you really just want, you're here for, you're here for video games, toys.
Yeah. I feel you.
Hockey stick, you know, the big ones. You open up and someone.
Cash. I'm good with cash these days.
And they like, and you open up and someone thoughtfully.
Very thoughtful.
Gave you. So a good pair of jeans, something you need.
Yeah, it's just like it's tough to get hyped about it. Yeah,
and you were like
younger. In the long run, it's a great gift.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh man,
but and now like, you know, now I'm happy. But you know, when you're like eight,
when you're 8 years old, and you get like a nice wool sweater and jeans. You're not like, woo,
let's go. I used to just
jeans. Are you kidding me? They're my size, bro.
I used to just give them the nice little
thanks.
Pretend to just put it on his chest.
You know what I'm thinking about?
Oh, yeah.
And everybody, when you're opening up a gift and they're looking at you and it's a shirt, you put it up against everybody. It's like, oh. Such a funny moment, man. Because everybody right away, they're like, that's so nice. Yeah. Thanks.
And you're like, eight.
Can I put go try it on. Yeah, now I got to go to the bathroom, try it on. Can we do this later,
please? I got to put on a fashion show for these people.
And then the awkward, this is because I was a chubby baby. Yeah. You know, I was a chubby kid growing up. Absolutely, still am kind of thing. But went to the bathroom. Came out wearing the same. So I go in.
Oh, yeah.
Come out wearing the same top. Fits great, guys. Tell my mom later. We need to make a pit stop at thing during the week because it's all snug around the waist.
Or when, like, that was just because like I'm not hype. I just give a nice handoff to my mom.
Yeah, right away.
Oh yeah, you like it? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't dress myself, so I'm 6 years old.
Yeah, but. I'm six. So I have a comb over. Yeah, that's up there with that, awkward moments as well.
And when someone gives you a gift you already have.
That's never happened to me.
I can't think of a specific situation that it has happened, but it's definitely happened. Like, I can't think of the actual gift, but
what do you do?
You just gotta play it off.
Yeah.
Oh, which is great.
Thanks. Actually, you know what?
Yeah.
I think that did happen to me.
Yeah.
I think I got like a computer game once from a friend.
And remember you got the jersey? It wasn't the exact same gift, but you got the Canada jersey.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But then, man, I'll rock two Canada jerseys all day.
No problem.
No, but one of the funniest gift stories I have.
Yeah.
So we're in preschool and my sister's friend's sister. So still one of her best friends, her sister.
Okay, here we go.
It's one of these, it's like way down the line. Her sister's friend's sister's dog, yeah, cousin,
goldfish. Charlie, the goldfish. Yeah, he died.
Yeah, no, but my sister's, one of her best friend's sister. We all went to like preschool, after school program kind of thing down the street with the, the nuns, they used to run it. Yeah. And so we did like a gift exchange or a secret Santa kind of thing. So I remember I gave somebody a gift. I think it was like a snow globe. I pulled this girl's name out, got a snow globe, done. Loved it. Perfect. Yeah. Talk about a classic gift out of the way. You don't have to, you know, throw big curveballs. But hey, she pulled out a great gift too. So she bought this other kid. I think he was younger than us, but she was older. So, you know, I was buying something for a younger kid, right? I think she bought him like a board. She bought him a board game.
Yes.
So I'm guessing he already had the board game by the reaction.
This sucks,
dude. Okay, this is what she does. She goes like this. Right when he opens, and this is the funniest thing because he like we were in crunch time because like now the parents like were coming because like it was close to when everybody was done work.
Yeah.
So around 4 or 5 o'clock, we're like, okay, let's start opening up these gifts, right? This guy opens up the gift. He's like, oh, I hate this game.
Come on.
This girl's face.
Man, I hate it.
I will never forget this girl's face. Her face instantly, she was like, oh. Like she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I can return it. And he like, this kid started crying. It's like, Mama, you know I hate this game. He was crying right this girl's face. Can you imagine? Imagine that happening now. Like at work, you got a gift exchange. You buy Dan from shipping and receiving. A new shirt. So, this is ugly. Sorry, Dan. I worked a couple extra shifts for this, man. I'm sorry, dude.
Imagine getting someone a gift and they tell you, you like it? No.
Talk about a brutally honest person.
That's a question that when you ask, you don't expect it.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? Not bad, man. How about you? Good. Yeah. I don't want to hear. Sometimes I don't want to. Depends on the person. But, you know, if you're running by somebody or you're running into somebody at the grocery store, you don't want to hear, man, how's it going? Honestly, dude, it's been one of the worst weeks of my life. It's like, dude, I haven't seen you in 2 weeks. Or I haven't seen you in 2 months, 3 months, maybe even 2 years.
Yeah.
Please don't get into our life. I just want to hear, hey, good, how's it going? How's your family? Good. Boom. Out. That's what I want to hear.
Could you imagine?
Same thing with the gift thing.
Yeah.
Hey, you like it? Yeah. Not, no, it sucks.
Could you imagine that though? Like someone asking you, like, oh, what do you think?
It's kind of ugly.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd say.
Is there a gift receipt?
Oh, there's no gift receipt, is there?
Okay.
I would feel terrible.
Yeah, that'd be a bit rude. Bit rude, innit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk about an awkward situation. Actually, I want to now that we address, like, we were talking about some things we don't like in airplanes, airports, whatever, I want to get this out of the way.
Mm.
I finished watching the series Suits.
Yeah.
So for people that don't watch Suits, it was
not about airplanes.
No, not about airplanes. It's a big lawyer show, you know?
Yeah.
Big shot show.
You know me, man.
But so if, for people who don't watch Suits, similar to like those typical big lawyer shows, big, you know, like a drama series. There's a lot of like lawyer shows out there.
Yeah.
I think a Good Wife or something like that, or I don't know.
I don't know.
Whatever. I hate when in these shows.
You're gonna give a spoiler there?
No. Okay. This is just a straight up like one thing that constantly happens throughout the series.
Yeah.
Let's say one lawyer walks into another lawyer's office. They're on a huge case. They're holding a file. Drop the file. They're like, can you believe this?
Yeah.
Right? Open it up. Without even reading,
yeah.
The person right away knows what the problem is.
Yeah.
Like, this happens so many times. Like, a guy will walk in. He's like, you're not going to believe this. Drops a file.
Yeah,
person opens it. Like, right when they opened up just a little bit, like, are you kidding me? It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
I don't think the best lawyer in the nation can understand a document just by looking at the front page. I'm telling you, this happens. You watch the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This happens consistently throughout the show. It is my biggest pet peeve. I can deal with, you know, sometimes, like, you know, in some shows, like, you look at the age of the actor. Like, for example, Grease.
Yeah.
Some of those guys are not.
I saw a tweet about that the other day.
Yeah, the individual who plays, what's his name, Duty or whatever. Yeah. That guy is a 45-year-old man trying to play a 17-year-old. Yeah. I can get past those, you know, little things that would irritate people.
Yeah.
That is my number one thing that irritates me about any show is that, or especially these lawyer shows, they drop a file right away. Everybody knows what the problem is. Ugh. Makes you sense. Like, if only I could be this smart to understand what the problem is right when you open them.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe they're just on another level. Us lawyers, man.
Okay, here he is.
Nah, but no, that's true. It's a good point.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know what we should do this every week. Just tell me what pisses you off.
Yeah.
A nice little segment.
Next week's going to be a big one because we got, you know, we're going to do some Halloween themes.
Oh, we got some good stories about Halloween.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be a big Halloween episode. Yeah, I guess that would be next week's episode of Halloween.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. All right, I'm pumped.
I'm so fired up. Well, we want to say again, thanks everybody for tuning in. If you want to be the first to listen to episode 2 or episode 3 and beyond, you guys can tune in to RadioLaurie.com Wednesdays 8 to 9. That's when they'll be airing live on Radio Laurie, but they'll also be uploaded to RadioLaurie.com under the podcast section off the clock.
Yep.
So you can listen at your own pace, you know?
Yeah. 100%.
Sometimes people don't want us 45 minutes all like right in the face, and you just want to pace it out.
Yeah,
it's only so much Luca you can handle.
100%, and I totally understand. And you know, we'll try to get it up on Spotify and
working on it.
Maybe put Apple Music sometime this week. Apple Podcast, I guess But maybe we'll drop an album.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. With our tone,
we do have good singing talents, but yeah, that'll be another episode. yeah, we're gonna try to get out there soon, and make sure that you guys follow Off the Clock_podcast on Instagram. Let us know how you're liking the show and DM us any time. We're going to try to, you know, get some interactive posts out there.
Yeah, maybe. Actually, we were talking about this as well. Maybe do some BuzzFeed quizzes and stuff like that so people can get to know us better.
Exactly.
So they know what kind of hosts we are, what kind of people we are.
I'm not just a square, guys. I got a lot to me.
Exactly. I don't know if that's a saying. I think you honestly just made that up.
A square. Don't judge a book by its cover?
Sure.
Sure. All right.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you guys next week.
Take it easy, guys. Take it easy, guys. Take it easy, guys. Take it easy, guys. Take it easy, guys.